Blog Talk Radio.
To the Care to Read Room. Oh, welcome to the Oracle's reading. I've still been saying Care to Read Room. How's everyone doing this evening? Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And you have ventured into the topic of standing and delivering. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about energy ranges. And we're going to talk about those of us who cannot be penetrated. We're going to talk about that because there is so much discussion going on about people having authority over other people, the ability to penetrate them. There are just some people out there that just cannot be penetrated, no matter what someone tries to throw at them. Excuse me. No matter what somebody tries to throw at them, maybe a cold, like people talk about, I caught a cold. There are just some people that just cannot be penetrated, no matter if there's spells thrown at them, through wickery, candle burning. Let's just talk about it today. There are just some of us who are not penetratable, so to speak. And those people who think they have gotten in and got a leg in and got a leeway to sending energies to hurt other people might find that there are just some of us who are not penetratable. And if you happen to be one of those people that is not penetratable and you know that your energy level is very, very strong, and there has been talk of people trying to use spells to hurt you or to penetrate you, call in and let's talk about it. And that phone line is 646-478-0270. So call in and share your story with us, because we're going to be talking about those of us who are not penetratable and those of us who have personally found out someone had tried to do something to them, but they repelled it. Now, what I mean by repelling is that if there is an enemy out there that you have that has been trying to penetrate you through name-calling, through conducting spells, candle burning, sometimes you can sense that, and you can repel it before it ever gets started. That's right. Some people are able to pick up on energies, negative energies, and they can pick up on the people who are sending them negative energy. But you don't have to be a priestess to be able to repel these energies. You just have to have a good working knowledge of your energy. You have to know when someone has drawn from your energy, and they're drawing from your virtue, or they're actually like a vampire drawing your energy. Yeah, we sometimes have friends sometimes that draw and drain us of our energy because they are negative energy and they drain ours. But let's talk about those people who think that they're God and that they can actually do things. Now, we are gods, but we don't want to practice negative things towards each other. And you better not ever think about asking a priest or priestess or Baba Law to work any spells, because we don't work spells on people. And that's just not what we do. We're physicians. We're traditional practitioners and spiritualists who work on aiding people who are sick. And physically, mentally, all of it is the same. And we work on healing. We're healers. So our energy and virtue cannot go out for negative things like that. Not to say that there is not negative things going on out there. Somebody corrected me, one of the corrected me and said, well, that's going on. Well, it shouldn't be, because Ifa and Oromola, they will not participate in these things, and they will tell you if you're participating in these things that eventually you will get caught up and you will be chastened. So I want to warn those people who are burning candles against other people, those people who might even be conducting spells through wickery or what have you. You're amateurs. You do not want to get caught up in an amateur performance and find out that you'll be chasing for it, because in this line of work, we have enough sick people that need our time and attention that we shouldn't have time to try to work spells to make other people sick or to make them do what we want and try to manipulate them. Manipulation is really a psychotic control mechanism. And all those types of things, we have to be very, very careful to guard our spirits from that. And if we get clients that come to us and wanting us to do things to other people or to change atmosphere pressures or to make changes in other people's lives, we got to get them straight. And we got to let them know firsthand we don't participate in that type of rearrangement of energy. We all have the capability of looking into each other's lives. We have the ability to be clairvoyant, and those of us who love each other, we can look into each other's lives and see up ahead what is going to come to pass in their life, and we can see into their life and read people like a book. And for those who come into your presence, and if you know they're lying, and if you know they're cheating, and if you know they're not real, sometimes you have to say, I can see through you, and some of us really can't. Now, what about our frequencies? What do our frequencies do for us? Our frequencies are like little antennas. Sometimes the hairs on the back of our arm raise up when we're in danger, or when someone's around us that wants to hurt us, or when someone's trying to penetrate us. We sense it, and we immediately get a little shock, as if we had the Holy Spirit speaking to us. But in this case, It's our higher self, that Ori, that resides within us. Now, you may call him Holy Spirit, but we call it, she, or her, Ori. And that's the ratified energy. And that ratified energy is like fire, just shut up in your bone. But this situation is where that ratified energy is clothed in matter and placed within our being. Now, I have also talked to you about the ratified energy and the rattle of death, and that rattle of death that rattles in you, and at the end of your life, you notice that rattling death is the last thing that happens before you transpire. Now, that energy is the frequency energy that I'm speaking of, and sometimes that a portion of that rattling and that energy still vibrates even onto the ground. Okay, and we have to be very, very cognizant that a lot of people want gifts, and just like in the Bible, when they talked to one of the gentlemen who was watching Jesus, and he was performing metaphysics, and he asked if he could buy those gifts. There's a lot of people out here that would like to buy and covet your gifts if you have them, but you must use them responsibly. All of you priestesses, you must use them responsibly. You cannot allow people to make you take these gifts and prostitute these gifts, because they were not given to you for prostitution. They must be used for healing purposes and for the purposes of helping someone to see into their lives and have a destiny for their life. Some of you are walking around right now and you're elders and you still don't know what your destiny is. It's very vital that you should get a grip and find out through a Baba Law or a priestess, what is your destiny? What am I here for? What did I sign up under the contract to come here to do? Well, it certainly is not coming here to raise hell. But in more times than likely, we want to be on purpose and about our destiny. And a large portion of us don't realize that our children, when they're born, we want to have a destiny reading to see what's in that child's eye. What did that child come here to do? Is this grandpa coming back through the child? Is this grandmother coming back through the child? What is that child's purpose? And a destiny reading would always be in order so that child can get the right hand of Ifa. And the right hand of Ifa would mean that that child would receive his destiny reading for his future and for her future, so that they will be on purpose carrying out the tasks that they were called here to do. Now let's get back to being a vibrating frequency. We all are atoms and electrons, but beyond the atom and electron, we are something more than atoms and electrons. We can't even find that little vibrating atom in that pit of darkness, and in that pit of darkness, we are a lot more than just vibration. We are also frequency, and in our frequency, some of us carry more frequency in our joints and our hand. And in that area of your fingers, right in between your fingers, some of us carry a lot of frequency there, to the point that we have magnetism. We have the ability to repel and contract, and our energy is said to be like that of a healer. When we place our hands on someone, that energy begins to draw the magnetism of that illness out. And a lot of us carry these frequencies, and we carry this vibration. And at one time, I carried this vibration where I carried a lot of healing in my hand. And it is something you have to develop, and sometimes it's something that actually you're born with and you don't have to develop it. Now, vibration is very important. You want to keep vibrations high. Therefore, the vampire snipers who come to drain you of your energy, you have to be very, very careful to be on the lookout for them. Because some of them come to rob, steal, and kill and drain you of your energy. and zap it out of you. Now, how about those people that are using various different opportunities to drain you of your energy? What do you do when you notice that there's a vampire that's draining you of your energy? Well, how can one or two walk together unless they both agree? After a while, whatever that person is doing, you will be doing it, or you'll find yourself being weakened by that person because they're draining you of all your energy. So it's very vital to be of like minds when you walk together with people, making sure that they're on the same vibrational frequency that you're on. Otherwise, they will either drain you and bring you down to their level, or you will be depleted. Now, that is why it's very important to choose our friends that have like interests like us. So if they're on a high vibrating frequency, we can rise up with them. No, I'm not telling you to go out here and drop all your low frequency friends and say, look, get off. Your frequency is draining me. Now, you don't want to be that blunt about it, but in essence, you do want to tell them either raise your frequency level or get to stepping. Because sometimes people are so negative that they drain you all the time, complaining, no hope, gloom and doom, and desolation. You got to get those people away from you. Because if they don't have anything good to say about life, and encouraging you and supporting you, then they can't be anything but a vampire drainer of your energy. Excuse me. So it's very vital that you have to look at yourself and say, am I going to let someone take their negative energy and drain me? Now, what about those people out there that are purposely working spells on other people? I don't like you, so, you know, I don't like your friends, and I don't like them, and I don't like them. The people you meet that are always saying they don't like someone, you have to be very, very careful to checking out whether or not they like themselves. 9 times out of 10, they don't like themselves. That's why they hate everybody else. So maybe you can try killing them with kindness to get them to love themselves, and maybe they can learn to love other people. I mean, this complaining spirit is another zapper of your energy, a constant complaining about everything and not finding any good in anything. It's a good habit to always try to find the good in everything you see. Now, you might even think this is a bad situation. Oh, boy, look at what's getting ready to happen. Always look at all things work together for good for them that love God. So if this appears to be a bad situation, it can work its way into goodness for you. And even the situation I'm in now is starting to work its way into goodness. You know, whether I've been trying to travel, whether I've been trying to break away from a town and move away, and then finally an opportunity presents itself so I could move out of that town, then I say this is working itself together for good. Now, God's special people, he always finds a way of escape for them. And when he finds a way, or when he, she, or it finds a way of escape for them, it always works together for good. So you have to tell those negative people that the history and statistics in your life has meant everything has played out in your life as being positive. And when you view yourself as having a positive life and that there are no mistakes, synchronicity sets in. And there are no mistakes. Things happen for a reason. Sometimes you call those things to yourself. Sometimes you create those situations, or you press those situations forward. Then God shows up. How can God show up if you don't have any trials and oppositions in your life? That's why he tells us him, she, or it forward during the tribulations in our life. So as we go through tribulations, which we all are going to go through, we have to know that that's God acting in our life. Don't let anybody fool you that's talking about they're going to put a spell on you. I'll put a spell on you. If you're strong enough in your constellations and in your continents, sometimes you can repel that spell and it won't go anywhere because you're too strong for it to penetrate you. Yes, I've had people come and think they're going to do something to me and think they're going to shut me down and then they find out I'm being blessed behind it. Oh, boy, do they get so upset because they thought they penetrated me. Some people cannot be penetrated, and that's what I want to tell you today. You got to be one of those people that know you cannot be penetrated. You got to be one of those people that set off a repelling fume that repels every dart that someone throws at you. Yeah, you got to be a bit of a superwoman or superman so you repel that stuff off you so that it doesn't get you down. Some people think, oh, I've had so many bad things that happened to me, I can't hold my head up. Go out front and hold your head up. Because if you don't hold your head up, you'll soon be in a grave. And some people who think they've gotten the best of you because they took something from you, think they took something from you, then watch God bless you and bring you out front and dress you up and bring you in the audience for all to see that you're being blessed. Then that rotten person who thought they stole something from you will have more taken away from them, and through their children's children, they will become poor, and they will not prosper. And every time they put something in a bag, it will go out the other end. Don't worry about nobody taking nothing from you. God's people, he always finds a way of escape for them. And you can't steal nothing from God's people, or you can't take anything from them. There's just some people that are always being blessed and are repellent and who are magnetism, who have magnetizing in their hands. Their very sweat has healing mechanisms and power in it. So you can't touch this. And that's what we got to tell each other. You cannot touch this, not one of God's finest. But you first got to believe you're one of God's finest. You cannot let people penetrate you. You cannot let them cast a spell on you, because what's happening out here in the atmosphere is nothing but spells. But you can break a spell. Did you know you can break a spell? Go get your salt in your kitchen and put it in a bowl with water and speak into it. Speak into the water and break that spell that might be on you that you think that's on you. Use that water to speak to. Water has a frequency and a currency, and water is an element that will carry a frequency and listen to you. And I'm saying this to you because some of you feel defeated. Some of you feel that you have lost everything. Some of you feel that you got to start over. Starting over is good. Growth is good. And development is good. And do you realize that somebody may be setting you up to bless you who thought they took something from you? God wants to give you a mansion. And he wants to give those people who lost their property a mansion. And we're going to decree today that we are all going to have mansion, those of us who can believe for a mansion. Oh, I've had many houses, but I know God has went to prepare a place for me. And some of you don't realize every one of you are deserving of a mansion, but you cannot break into your mansion livelihood unless you can step out on faith. And I'm saying this to you because you may have thought a situation went bad and where someone has tried to take something from you or do something to you, God can turn that around and make it a miracle. But you have to step out on faith and believe that. How many of you are like a Shunammite woman that can believe for things that you can't even see? Well, I'm a miracle believer. I believe for things I can't see. I manifest and be a manifester. Manifest your victory to you, your house to you, your car to you, your livelihood to you, and visualize it in the natural. Sometimes God takes us out of a bad position and a bad situation, and he sets us up to be placed in a position where we can prosper. And people think they're doing harm to you when God turns around and blesses you. How many of you are manifestors? If you are a manifestor, put your hand in the air. Now just throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Because if you're a manifestor, it's okay. Manifest things into existence. Don't let nobody think that they've taken your home and stockpiled it and taken your property away, because they can't take anything away from God's children, because we own the earth and the world, and they, these things are all God's things and the cattle on the hill, so they can't take anything from you. No matter if they get the lowest level of attribute, God is going to prepare a mansion for you. And he's already went. He said he prepared a mansion for us. So how many of you want to live in a mansion? How many of you want to have the cattle on the hill and the land? How many of you want the best that God has to give? Well, you're one of God's finest. At least I think I am. And if God can't prepare for me, if he can't prepare for me, I have to command him. That's right. He said to command you me. Start commanding God to give you the things that he promised you. And tell him that you're not going to take any more of these people stealing and robbing from you. Tell him that you want him to bless you down to the thousandth generation and to curse those who have been trying to curse you down to the thousandth generation, and their children's children shall be cursed. Tell him and command him, because you have the authority to command him. Because he says it right in the mutilated book of the Bible that you can command him and remind him of his promises to you. They are yea and not nay. So I want to say to those of you who are suffering low of spirit, be encouraged. And I want to say to you, those of you who feel like you're alone and you've lost everything and your money is gone, your job is gone, your bank account is gone, and your house is gone, look up over your shoulder like the Sankofa bird. You must know what your past is to know how to create your future. Nothing is ever lost. Nothing. Even those who try to stockpile and steal, and those who think they have taken your property and put it in portfolios, they will never take from you what God has truly given you. No matter what they see in the natural, you manifest it in the spirit realm, and God will give you their children's inheritance and their inheritance, and you will prosper, and they will suffer. Because there's so many people out here trying to tear down the lives of other people just because they think they have a right to. But you have to tell them that you are God's finest, and God is always giving you the mansion, and he's always set you up on a hill and blessed you. So you have to believe that, ladies and gentlemen. And even in your darkest despair, you have to believe it. Because there's some listening right now wondering why I have such strength in my voice, why I have such surety of what's going to happen up front. Because I know what has happened in the past. And whatever has happened in the past, it is due to repeat itself in the future of my life. And you have to believe that with all your heart and soul. Because God cannot err. If he's done it for you before, you have a lesson of what he's done before, so you have a track record of what he'll do for you in the future. Don't worry about material things. He's trying to set you up right now to bless you. He didn't say you weren't going to go through the storm. He didn't say you weren't going to go through the battle. He said he will be with you always. So even when you come out of that storm, you'll come out with great substance in your hand. And all power will be at your feet. So you got to know that you're God. And God's raised up. They raised up. Even after the war, they raised up. Some of the people that are in these wars, they don't understand what war is. And they don't understand that when you come out, you have to come out with all substance in your hand. And a lot of us black people have been fighting for a long time. And we're not going to get it through marching. We're going to have to go and fight in the spirit realm. And I'm telling you to imagine yourself fighting in the spirit realm, not marching in front of the White House. Because we got people marching everywhere, and change still has not come yet. But all a change is going to come. A change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. I know that a change is going to come because we manifest the existence of change and we call change forth into being. And we know that the stockpiling of homes is going to cease. because we've already went in the courtroom and we laid down precedence. And precedence will rule. It is a law and it is a practice. When righteous people go before courtrooms and lay down the platform, no matter how many judges rise up, they will have to fall if they come against God's people. They will have to see themselves going out the door, because if they rise against God's people, God will chasten them and the honor will be taken away from them. But we see so much going on today in our courtrooms. We see so much going on today in the arena of our sports and in the arena of our homes. But we are not going to stand by and watch things happen without going in the Spirit, asking the Spirit to assist and aid us. We have to understand that when we pour libation, we're pouring libation to wake up the universe, to collaborate with us, to connect with us on one accord. So I'm asking the universe and the elements from the east to line up with the west. And I'm asking the elements from the south to line up with the north. So as we bring these elements into connection, we know that we have a perfect sphere, and that when all universe is lined up parallel, then we know we have planets lined up that will be stable. So we're asking for all those who feel like this is basically the end for them. It will be the beginning for you. If you can believe and trust, it can be the beginning. And God has not created us so that we will fail. And he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. So keep a sound mind today and know that anyone that throws fiery darts at you, that you can repel those fiery darts, and that the energy you carry within your being will be enough to be repellent against those fiery darts, and that you will carry the energy that will make yourself manifested and appear to be invisible to some. But you have to understand you have gifts, and you were not brought here without gifts. We all have them. Now activate your gifts, activate your power and your repelling power so that the spells will not come against you. And those who seek to take your children's inheritance, repel against them and repel against anything that they might want to do to you, because they don't have authority over you unless the Creator has given it to them. And if the Creator has not given it to them, then they cannot repel, they cannot send fiery darts against you. Oh, they're going to try now. They're going to try to send them, but you can repel those fiery darts because you have the authority. And if you are stepping out on faith and that God resides within you, you and God cooperatively work together on one accord and throw your hands up, throw your hands up. I haven't been playing that song for nothing. When you get to the point when you're sick and tired, you throw your hands up. You're not surrendering. You're throwing your hands up because you were going to stop